listening to Faith and Family. I'm Sarah Golseth. Music, especially the musical heritage of the church, is incredibly important to pass down to our children. Musical training has been shown to have cognitive, emotional, and health benefits for our children. But beyond just those physical benefits, music, especially singing, which is one of my favorite things to do, plays an integral role in the worship life of the church. When children are brought up to love singing, it's just that much easier for them to be immersed in the singing of liturgy and hymns in our daily or weekly worship. So joining me by phone today to talk about encouraging young people to sing and an upcoming workshop for that very purpose is Dr. Jerody Baker Marsh, Director of Music at St. Paul Lutheran High School in Concordia, Missouri. Welcome, Jerody.
Hi, thanks for asking me.
Yes, we're very glad to talk to you today. And you have a bit of an interesting background and a path that led to your current role at St. Paul Lutheran High School. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I actually don't have a musical background in conducting, but I did grow up singing in choirs. I have a piano performance background. I studied piano performance at Portland State University and also at the University of Texas at Austin, where I got my master's and my doctorate. And then in 1998, I moved to Germany, where I spent 17 years working as a freelance pianist, with a lot of singers and string players, with an emphasis on vocal literature and also chamber music. And through the course of that, I got to work with professional musicians and sort of somehow started conducting. And so that's when I started working more as a conductor in Germany instead of just exclusively as a pianist. So I found that it combined, especially choral conducting, combined three loves. I love people. I love words. I love talking. And I'm really passionate about music. So it kind of brought all those things together. While I was there, I also was the director of music at Trinity Lutheran Church, which is an English-speaking Lutheran congregation in Frankfurt, Germany, which is where I live. And so there was sort of central to getting my background and experience as a church musician as well.
So. Sure. So how did the role at St. Paul end up coming about?
My short answer that I give to everybody is it was a God thing. there is absolutely no way I would have ended up here unless God had orchestrated the events in my life in a way that he could. I was, personal circumstances kind of necessitated my coming back to the U.S., and I knew that that's what I wanted, but God provided this job without my even looking. So I was thinking I would do this in several years as I kind of finished out my life there and had what I thought I needed as several years of closure to start a new chapter in my life here, but God said, nope, I'm going to bring you back in 9 months. And so within 4 weeks, I had three job opportunities.
Wow.
For jobs here as music director or some sort of worship situation here in the U.S. So that's how I ended up. This was the third job, and I'm still convinced that the first two jobs was God saying, you're going to get ready for this ride. It's not what you think. It's my timeline, not your timeline.
So. Sure.
It moved very quickly. Actually, the reason that I'm here is because one of the board of trustees members was working at the time in Frankfurt and singing in my choir. He was working for the LCMS Office of International Missions.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sent me an email about the job, and things moved very quickly. That was in August of 2014, and there were a couple email exchanges with the board member who put me in touch with the headmaster of this school, and we had a Skype interview, and within 6 days of hearing about the job, he offered me the job.
Wow.
So
that's a fast turnaround.
My head was reeling. I really had to think and pray about a lot of things, but God kept saying, no, this is where I want you, because it's hard to kind of up and leave everything after all those years to start a new path, because this, I had never taught at a school before.
Sure.
So this was really new.
Sure. What drew you to Germany in the first place?
That was my children's father is an opera singer.
Oh, wow.
And so he had a job there, and that's why we moved.
Yeah. That's wonderful. What's the transition been like coming back to the States after being abroad for so long?
Well, I'm very grateful to know a number of other missionaries who've had to do this. I didn't go over as a missionary, but it's not easy. It's a lot harder than people ever think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult. There's challenges because this reverse culture shock is much deeper than I guess I was prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been great. I think of all the places I could have come back to, this environment was the most welcoming and most loving and supportive environment. I cannot imagine. It's a small town here, but mm-hmm. everybody seems to know people that I knew, even though I didn't know anybody here at all. They all knew people that I had known.
Yep.
And so that tight Lutheran community made it very, very special. I have an incredible faculty here that are also, you know, becoming good friends. And so they've helped a lot. Yeah, it's not easy. I've never lived in the Midwest. I don't have any family here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all very new.
Yeah, the close-knit circle of Lutheranism does tend to kind of follow you wherever you tend to travel.
Yeah.
Even internationally or coming back here,
mm-hmm.
it's that group of Lutherans. You always tend to know people that know other people.
That's what I've discovered, and everybody seems to be related to each other.
Yes.
Here, and oh, you must know so-and-so, and as a matter of fact, I do. So it's been really great. It's not been easy, but you know, God doesn't give us easy things. He gives us things that will help us grow, and he gives us things that are good for us, and he knew that this was a way of working all things together for good. And so, yeah, he brought me here, and I'm really glad that he did. My son is a sophomore here now, and he's just loving it. The international school has been a great environment for him because he and my daughter, of course, both grew up in Germany, and
mm-hmm.
so they don't know any other life. So
mm-hmm.
that was a concern as well. So this was a beautiful transition, really, for all of us.
That's great. Now, you mentioned that you hadn't taught at a school before. What has that transition been like, going from working with professional musicians to teaching high schoolers?
Yeah, that was a tough transition. We all had some times that were difficult. The students have done remarkably well, and I had to back up because I wasn't sure what high school students were capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so at first, I think my expectations were too high. On the other hand, I had worked with youth and children quite a bit in Germany, but never just full time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an adjustment for sure. And I think that just having a lot of adjustments going on at the same time in my personal life were also causing a lot of stress. You know, when you first come over and try to figure out why things are the way they are, having never taught at a school. Suddenly, you know, having rehearsals, I was used to 3-hour rehearsals.
Oh, wow.
With an orchestra. All of a sudden, everything is broken down to 45-minute rehearsals, and, you know, a rehearsal will start at, you know, 1:55 or something, and then the kids have to leave, and they have to put their instruments away, and then another group comes in, and, you know, it might be at 2:25, or rehearsals don't start at times like that for me, so it was an adjustment, but the kids were great, and they really, really got on board with that.
Sure. How have the your students kind of helped pull you along in this new career path?
Well, I think... At first, I think they thought I was a novelty because I would sometimes end up saying German things at them because it's the first thing that came out of my mouth. The first
sure.
day of choir rehearsal was funny. This is a very German community, so all the names are German, but they don't pronounce them the way I did.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of laughs even the first day of school because I was going through a roster and just mispronouncing everybody's name because it's not how they said it. So they enjoyed that, I think, and some people were more resistant than others. This is a school that's quite steeped in tradition,
mm-hmm.
Which is a really neat thing. But if you come from outside of that, you don't understand always why some of the traditions are here. And sometimes I think not everybody always remembers either. So some things have changed, and I think it's good to move forward. And just I have to be myself, and the faculty and the administration has been very good about that, just letting me be me and do things the way that you know, God has given me talents to do things, because you can't try to be somebody else. Mm-hmm. And the person before me was here for 47 years, so yeah. That's a lot of tradition to kind of take over.
Yeah, so. those are big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
So what is your approach to encouraging your students to enjoy music, whether or not they come into your classes enjoying music or really loving mm-hmm. to sing or play an instrument? How do you encourage mm-hmm. those kids to really take a lot of joy in what they're doing?
Well, I think honestly, in any subject, not just music, if the person leading or teaching the children is passionate about what they do, then you just find something really exciting about what you do. If you find what you do exciting, kids will pick up on that, whether it's science, whether it's math, whether it's art, even if it's cooking. I think and music is something that is easy, I think, to get passionate about, because it does evoke a lot of feelings, and it's a very natural thing for a lot of children. A lot of children really love to sing. It's you know, part of who we are. Mm-hmm. And I think that if I'm excited about something, the kids will get excited about it. I've found that. And it doesn't have to be fake, because I'm really passionate about what I do. I love what I do. Mm-hmm. So that helps a lot, I think. And if I can get them excited about it, then it's fun, because then they're more willing to give really everything in order to make it something great.
Sure. So let's talk about the clinic that's coming up, the workshop mm-hmm. That's coming up. That is the Sing at St. Paul Youth mm-hmm. Choral Workshop, and that's for grades 5 through 8. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about when it is and what's going to happen.
Okay. That will happen this year on Saturday, April 8th, and it will be here on campus in the Fine Arts Building, and it will start at 9 o'clock. We ask that people register before, I think it's the 27th of March. So next, it'd be a week from, the 27th of March mm-hmm. is the late registration. That's when we start late registration, just because I have to order music and supplies and things. Mm-hmm. So, it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then at 5:30, it should be over. We'll start a little concert at 5 o'clock of what the kids have learned all day. We'll sing probably 5 songs. They'll sing one song with the Singing Saints, which is the concert choir that I direct here at school. Mm-hmm. And the concert choir will also sing a couple of the pieces. And registration is $25, and that includes all the supplies, and including lunch and snacks for the kids, and a T-shirt that they will wear for the concert. Mm-hmm. And this is the second year we did it. I did it last year mostly because I was kind of curious what was out there in terms of what do children do in music these days. Mm-hmm. You know, and having been abroad for so long, I really didn't know, and I wanted to get to know what maybe was potential talent for coming into the school. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to introduce people to our school. It's a great way to get children to know different people. This year we actually have 5 or 6 kids coming down from Minnesota. Wow. And we've got a boy coming from Illinois. We've branched out into offering overnight accommodations on Friday night before the workshop, so that people who come from further away can also participate. We don't want this to be something that's just exclusively within maybe an hour's radius of travel time. So I think now that we've offered that, it gives people a chance to come and to kind of see what this is all about and to meet people from all over. I think it's a great chance. The kids loved it last year. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I said, we should do this again.
Yeah.
So we are.
Yeah. And for people who aren't familiar with St. Paul's Lutheran High School in Concordia, Missouri. This isn't just a high school for the kids that are actually in Concordia. There's dormitories, right. this is a high school that can...
This is a very special school. Mm-hmm. Last night, my concert choir gave their home concert, and our recruitment director made the comment that, you know, we are a boarding school. That makes mm-hmm. us very, very unique. We are also an international school. We have over 70 students out of the 215 students here who come from all over the world. So the kids who come here also get to interact with people from all over the world. And then, like, next year, I'm taking my concert choir to Europe. We're going to be touring and singing in 6 different countries.
Wow.
And so it gives a chance for the students here who are more local to get abroad, because we've got those connections,
mm-hmm.
But also those who are international to experience part of America and sometimes to be introduced to the gospel for the first time. I think mm-hmm. that's a really important aspect of singing. Choir, I have found people will sometimes hear about Jesus for the first time because they come to a choir.
Mm-hmm.
When you sing in a group, it's a lot less intimidating than saying, do you want to come to church with me?
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to come and join a choir, people laugh, people have fun. And I think that's one of the things that's really important. You mentioned at the beginning about the social benefits and the physical benefits of singing. They've done a lot of studies about things like that. There's all kinds of psychological benefits. You know, music therapy these days has also become much more of a field of study. But socially, it brings people together. And academically, it's proven that kids who study an instrument seem to have better cognitive skills. I only know that because I have colleagues that post stuff like that on Facebook. And, you know, Facebook is a reliable source.
Oh, of course.
But people are always posting, and there's always studies and stuff. But actually, more important for me than the academic and the social benefits, those are extremely important. But the spiritual benefits are also really important when it comes to singing sacred music.
Yes.
Because... I start every choir rehearsal with prayer,
mm-hmm.
and we start praying weeks in advance for our audiences when we go on tour, just because I tell my kids, you are music missionaries. You need to sing as if your life depended on it,
mm-hmm.
because somebody's life might, because you are proclaiming the gospel in song, and you just don't know who's going to hear you and how God is going to work. And so singing is a way that they can use their talents, and... So when I talk about the spiritual benefits, it's really not just for the kids themselves, but also for who they're called to be.
Sure.
And they learn a lot of scripture through music. When you think about the great hymns of the church,
mm-hmm.
They're great theology. That's what they're based on. They were written initially, all the old Lutheran German hymns, many of which I knew in German before I knew in English. They really are just sound theology.
Yes.
You really don't get much better than that.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of great choral works are based on scripture, pure scripture. You know, I love conducting Messiah. I've conducted it several times. A complete Messiah is nearly 3 hours long of just scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've got the orchestra there, you've got the choir, you've got the soloists, and all they're doing is singing scripture. And you think about it, that's just so much scripture in your head that's just going on, that's coming to the front of your mind, that's helping you, that is comfort, that is encouragement, that is a source of strength and direction for your life, for your spiritual life. And those things are really important.
Sure. I know there are a number of different lectionary readings during the church year where, you know, mm-hmm. the pastor will be reading the reading, and all of a sudden a song that we sang in, you know, sixth or seventh mm-hmm. grade will just pop into my
right.
head, and I'll just start singing
mm-hmm.
it because that's what we learned yeah. when we were little kids.
Right.
Do you find that teaching children, especially maybe at this workshop or even the high school students, teaching them these songs and hymns helps them later with their worship life or in church or being more regular with devotional life or anything like that?
I hope so. I hope so, because what I do is I always tell the kids that, you know, the music is very important, but it always underscores the words. Mm-hmm. So when we sing, for example, an anthem like the very famous John Stainer, God So Loved the World, we sang that at our concert last night. I said, you know, this is the most well-known Bible verse in the world, probably. But when you sing it, you've got to sing it as if somebody's never heard it before, mm-hmm. so that you look at what you're doing as something new every time. And we do that when we read scripture, when we pray. It's not just rote. I mean, it can become that way, I think, and there's a danger in that. But to try to always look at the music that we're working on and to try to discover God's beauty and God's glory in it new each time. And hopefully if the kids can learn to see that, it'll continue on through life. When they go to college and find a church choir or a college choir, or when children are singing in a children's choir and they move up into high school and they want to sing, continue singing, that they'll see that. And I think it's really important.
Sure, sure. So at this workshop that's happening on April 8th, what's the repertoire going to be for the kids?
Well, I'm still deciding on some things,
okay.
I always try to do a real variety. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important to expose children at a very young age. It's always been my philosophy to quality music.
Yes.
There's mm-hmm. a lot of trash out there. and I'm not saying I only like classical music or hymns, because that's not true. I love spirituals. I love certain praise music. I love taizé music. Mm-hmm. I love a variety of pieces, but it needs to be good music. So mm-hmm. I'm pretty careful about what I select. I always try to include a spiritual or two, mm-hmm. Because I think that it's important that they also learn what some of our history is in America, especially. It's a good way to teach mm-hmm. How people who didn't read or write learned Bible verses, learned about the gospel, because even broader than just Lutheranism, there's so much music out there that has touched lives, that has, you know, been a way of expressing and worshiping, and spirituals are just a lot of fun. I love music from Africa anyway. Mm-hmm. It's a different kind of way of worshiping, and I'm very international. I like watching and experiencing how other cultures worship. So I'll try to do a couple spirituals. I almost always try to include one sort of Renaissance or Baroque piece, because mm-hmm. I think it's important that the kids get exposed to that. And if you expose them to good music, they'll like it. It's always been my experience. And generally I try to include a hymn. Not sure if I'll do a German one. It might be a little bit much for this workshop this time, but I find that kids are actually pretty open to learning in a foreign language. Mm-hmm. And that's, I enjoy that too. And my experience and background in languages helps
yeah.
with that.
So. Sure. Now does participation in this workshop, does it serve as kind of a springboard for things in the future?
You mean at our school, or
either for recruitment for the school, or for participation in choirs wherever these children are going back to?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I hope, you know, like any kind of workshop, I hope that all the kids who are singing in choirs will go back and be even more excited about singing. Mm-hmm. So that's really the biggest goal, is that they come here and they understand that music is an expression of God's beauty, and that they can worship, and music is a way that we worship. Of course, I hope that these kids will come back to St. Paul, because I think that would be great, especially those who may not have a Lutheran high school in the area. We have a fantastic music program that we're working and changing and moving forward with. I think there's a lot of opportunities here that they might not get at a smaller school, and it's a very unique experience for the kids if they come to a boarding school. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's really important that they're motivated and that they go away with a deeper understanding of worship and what music does in worship, and how they can worship through singing, and so that they just pay attention to the words, what they're saying, what they're singing.
Definitely, for sure. With about 30 seconds left, is there anything else that you'd like to to say to encourage children to either come to this workshop or to find choral activities wherever they live?
Yeah, well, don't let anybody ever tell you you can't sing. I believe every child can sing. It may take longer than others, but I think that it's a great way to make friends and to learn to worship, and I think, yeah, that's a really great thing to think about, no matter where you are, is that you can always sing. Nobody can take your voice.
Exactly. That is right. So my guest today, Dr. Jerody Marsh, Director of Music at St. Paul Lutheran High School in Concordia, Missouri, and the Sing at St. Paul Youth Choral Workshop for grades 5 through 8 will be on Saturday, April 8th in Concordia, Missouri. And to find more information and to register, you can go to splhs.org/events. Jerody, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.